Oh, and welcome to another episode of the Rare Podcast. My name is Kevin, and before we get started with today's episode, I do want to thank everyone who's been listening, all my friends and family. A lot of you guys have been, you know, reaching out and letting me know with regards to like feedbacks with my podcast and just your thoughts with the episodes. So again, I just want to say thank you. It does mean a lot that some of my friends and family are listening and, you know, really taking interest in what I have to say. So again, it means a lot. And moving on to today's episode, I am going to be talking about my moving process. So with this, my moving process from Florida to North Carolina wasn't easy. I would say it's probably one of the hardest things that I had to deal with in my life, and there was just a lot that I had to go through. So I do want to go over that and, you know, give a little trigger warning and just say too that there will be things I talk about in terms of my health and maybe not taking care of myself, and again, possibly not wanting to, you know, kind of continue on with the life path in a sense, if you guys know what I mean. But yeah, I just want to get that out of the way just for people who get triggered and, you know, all that sorts of things. But essentially, I do want to give a little summary and just say that with moving, I feel like with anyone moving, it's not easy. I want to say that, you know, you're going to go through a lot. You're going to, you know, feel a lot of different emotions, good, bad, and you're going to learn through it too. So with this episode, and again, talking about my journey with moving, it's going to talk a lot about that. How I felt, you know, how it affected my life, and again, the positives and negatives. So yeah, hope you guys enjoy today's episode, and thank you for listening. Alright, so let's get started with the moving process. So again, before we start about physically moving there, I do want to go over, you know, how I felt before. Again, as many of you have, if you've listened to my podcast, when I was coming out, that was when, the reason why I came out was because of me possibly moving. So my parents gave the news, basically telling me, hey, you know, we plan on moving during the summer, or no, during like the end of my sophomore year, and that we were going to be moving to North Carolina officially. I sort of knew that I was going to move. I had some idea. They kind of like hinted it. They're like, we're not sure. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, we'll see how things go. Because throughout my sophomore year, you know, again, at the beginning, I didn't really feel like I belonged. But near towards the end was when, you know, I felt very happy and I felt like I connected with everyone. You know, I made close friends or people who, like, genuinely cared about me. I got into color guard, which was something I really wanted to do. Dancing, again, was a passion that I couldn't continue because my parents thought, you know, continuing that at a young age could cause me to be gay. Which again is very ironic because too late, it already happened. And so, you know, that was something I really wanted to do. I've gone to a lot of clubs, a lot of leadership positions, and it was just something I didn't want to waste. It was good for college, showed a lot of, you know, versatility. And again, I just never felt happier than ever at that moment. So, you know, when I work so hard for all these things, it just sucks to know that it's going to be taken away from you right there and then, you know. And so that's why it made moving so hard. And I thought coming out again would be so easy. It would be something that would make my parents want to disown me, kick me out, and then I could stay with my cousin and live happily ever after, just for me. I didn't mind being independent. I didn't mind, again, being on my own. But with this, obviously, they loved me and was like, you know, we still love you for who you are, like, just come up with us. And so, you know, I was like, fine, since you could accept me for who I am, I will take this opportunity and move with you guys, obviously. I mean, I had no choice, but I've accepted it because I knew they loved me so much to accept who I was. You know, I should love them. I mean, I love them enough to move to North Carolina. And so that's what happened, and that's what I did with moving. Okay, so in terms of me moving up there, I would say it was very different. I think many of you would understand from moving to South Florida, especially in Miami, which again is its own state or own little country, and then moving to North Carolina, it's like a whole new world. It's totally different. It's not something that is like, okay, this is like, it only takes me a day to adjust. You know, just even driving up there, I was like slowly becoming more vast, more open, more trees, less buildings, you know, more bricks, things like that. It wasn't the traditional way that I was looking at things, you know, palm trees and things like that. Like, I just saw tall ass trees, a lot of them, and it was crazy, you know. And it was beautiful, don't get me wrong. I think moving up there, and you know, when we did get to our house, I did enjoy the view. I did enjoy where we lived. It was a newly developed area, so there weren't many houses yet. I mean, not many at all. The neighbor, I think, was explaining to us, the one that that lives next to us, was explaining to me that they were the first one in that strip to move, and there was only like 10 houses at the time in that area. And so now to have, you know, obviously way more, which is crazy to see how much it's grown, and to see that it will continue to grow. And so with this, I did enjoy the view. You know, again, it was different. It was nice to have a change of scenery. You know, we have four seasons there, a lot of space, you know, bigger roads, a lot of nice people. And so it was different, and I learned to appreciate that. My only thing was, or in terms of, you know, moving there, was that it was in a way a lack of diversity. I mean, it is what it is, and I think it's understandable, but you know, going to a place in Miami where there's just so many people of color, so many different types of people, to go to a place where, you know, there was a majority of white people and there wasn't much to do either. I mean, every corner I looked to, there was a Wendy's, there was a Chick-fil-A, you know, there was a PDQ, there was Zaxby's, like Bojangles, like there was all these places that one I've never heard of, and two, all fast food. There was just, to me, nothing authentic, you know, everything was just very franchise based and, you know, again, very typical. And so again, transitioning to a place where it was so different at that time too, especially with like my culture and people who I was surrounded with, was a little off-putting. Again, people were very nice there. I think compared to Miami especially, people were not rude, they weren't dicks. They treated you very respectfully. But again, just in terms of the demographic, it was just such a culture shock for me. And so with that, you know, I did feel uncomfortable at times, you know, going shopping and things like that during the summer, just because I felt like I was getting a lot of stares. Again, I didn't feel like I belonged, just because there weren't many people of color there, especially like Asian people. There weren't a lot of those. And so it was hard for me to kind of connect. And so that especially showed when I started my first day of school. And let me tell you, it was horrible. I mean, I've never felt so much anger in my life. And I genuinely mean that. Not being overdramatic, I like wanted to like punch myself. I just wanted to jump off a building, and I just didn't want to be there. Again, people were very nice going into my first day of school, but definitely once I was sitting in my classrooms, especially for two of them, one of them was AP psychology especially, it just was so crazy to me. So let me tell you, with that class specifically. So it was in my, again, as I said, AP psychology class. I remember going into the room and there was two sides. On the left side, there was like, there was the left side and there was the right side. So I sat on the right side of the room, all the way on the wall. And again, this is the first day of school. I remember sitting down, and once everyone sat down, I truly thought I was in the wrong class. Because looking at my schedule and just looking at everyone, I was the only, again, person of color. There was no Hispanics, no Blacks, like no Indians or no Asians of any sorts. You know, it was just all white people with either brown hair or blonde hair. And again, I'm not being racist. I didn't hate any of them. They were very nice to me. But again, just that culture shock alone just felt so scary. You know, when they were calling out attendants, calling out all these names, you know, I was just scanning the room from left to right. And I was like, I don't see one drop of color. Everyone, again, was white, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I was just like, wow, I have never been in a classroom setting where I was like the only person of color. Never in my life. And it was just such a crazy feeling. Because even though everyone's nice to you, you just felt like you didn't belong there. And I definitely just didn't know what to do. Well, obviously, there wasn't anything I could do specifically, but I was just such in awe. Yeah, it was just a crazy feeling. But good thing, I think after a couple of days after to a week, we had two African-American students transfer in, and then one Hispanic guy that I do talk to still transfer into our class as well. So it did feel so much better knowing that there were just more people of color in the room. Even though it wasn't, again, a lot, it just felt nice that there were some. Again, they don't treat you any different. If you're Asian, you're Hispanic, Black, you know, they still treat you the same as everyone else. But again, it's just in terms of just the environment, you know, it just, again, was different. But I'm happy that they made me feel comfortable. But also going back to my first day, again, as I stated, I fucking hated there. Hated being there. And I remember after school walking to my mom's shop and just getting so angry. The walk, I would say, was about 10 to 15 minutes. So I was listening to music and just walking, you know, home or to the shop. But the closer I got to the shop, the more I just wanted to just punch something. The anger, I mean, I could feel it like build in to my body. My fist was clenching. I remember just getting so hot and so heated just because of how much I hated being here. Again, going through the classes was fine and things like that, but you know, being a junior, especially as a new student, it just felt so sad just because when I was going through my classes, everyone had a clicked. I mean, I would say a majority of them had clicks. None of them, in my class specifically, had any other new students. So everyone knew each other. Everyone's been with each other since either elementary school or middle school. And everyone, again, knew each other. And so I just didn't feel like I belonged. I didn't feel like I didn't want to be there just because, again, you know, I just felt so alone. And no one really tried to talk to me. No one, you know, wanted to communicate with me. I mean, if they really needed to, they would do it nicely. But, you know, I was kind of on my own at that point. And I knew it would take some time to kind of adjust. But it definitely made me feel so many different types of way. And I remember, too, once I got to my mom's shop, I didn't say hi to anyone. I went straight to the back room and I sat on this chair we had in the break room. And I just sat in this fetal position. And I just remember laying there crying. I had my jacket, my hoodie over my head, and I just started sobbing so badly. It was just something I have never dealt with. And I've never felt so upset, you know, especially just for school. I feel like there's just so many other things to cry about, and school in a way, especially like that, shouldn't be one of them, but I couldn't help it. Even though nothing technically went wrong, everyone was nice to me, my classes were pretty easy, and you know, it was kind of way smooth sailing. It just felt sad again, stripping away all the things that I wanted to do. You know, I couldn't go ahead and do color guard there, you know, because they told me I had to wait a year. And I couldn't join any clubs in the sense of getting positions, in a sense, just because a lot of people already had their slots, you know. It would take me a while to kind of build it up, and it was just, again, kind of sad that I wouldn't be able to get all the things I wanted my junior year, because I would have to obviously wait for my senior year to kind of build that reputation for myself. But yeah, with this, I tried going through it. I mean, after the first week, I said it's fine, let's see what happens. Second week, third week, a month. But I still just felt so angry with myself. And my parents thought too that it was a phase. You know, it would only take a couple, days, maybe a week, possibly a month again for it to go away. But no, I felt angry. So in regards to what happened, after my first day of school, after like the month, I still couldn't get over it. Okay, so again, trigger warning, I do want to let a lot of people know just what I'm gonna talk about now. But yeah, at this point, I just really didn't feel like there was just kind of, for me, much to live for. I, you know, again, was just unhappy. Well, I just wasn't happy. And people I talked to when I FaceTime my friends and family, they just knew I wasn't happy. I just couldn't make myself be happy, and I just kept talking negatively. And it just came to a point where a lot of my friends and family were also concerned with me, which again, I totally understand. And I tried. I mean, they knew I tried, but it was just something in my head that I couldn't get out. And at that point too, I was like, I just felt like there was just no reason for me to live anymore. But I didn't know how to go about, kind of crossing that path of, not wanting to live. Just saying, I know, a little tense, but with that too, I remember, like starving myself. And again, it was very crazy. I mean, I remember going 2 days without eating anything. It was during school too, so I would get up, just not eat breakfast, not even eat lunch. And I remember my mom would, when I'm home, my mom would go ahead and, put, I would go into my room, but she would put food outside. And I remember not eating it. I would just look at it, close the door, put it in the sink, and just leave the food there just to show her too that, hey, I'm not eating this. And yeah, I did that for 2 days. But it became to a point where I just couldn't do it. That it was just something that this wasn't the way I kind of wanted to go if I did. And yeah, I just was like, okay, I need to eat, because I remember going up the stairs and just not being able to breathe, feeling very dizzy, and being in my class just shaking. And yeah, I just told myself, okay, when I get home, just have a pack of ramen, have something to eat. And those first bites were very good. I think with that again, it was again such a different feeling to go through. And I knew my friends were, my family were concerned, and I just told myself, this is not something I should do, because even though it's hurting me, it's also hurting a lot of people that I love. Again, I'm not a person to like to talk about this, but if anyone again is feeling like this, just understand that, there are people that care about you, and that, in my mind too, at that moment, I couldn't give up. Like, I felt too that there was something, that there was more to this than just North Carolina. My friends would tell me all the time, like, hey, like once you move, or once you're done with, North Carolina and school and high school, which is only 2 more years, you can go ahead and go to Florida for school. And they were right. I could go to school in Florida, and it wouldn't be a problem. 2 years will fly by. It should be fast, and so I tried. I mean, again, I made sure of myself to just remember that even though you hate it here and you don't want to be here anymore, it's only 2 more years. It's gonna fly by, if, especially if I want to plan on living to like 100, it's only gonna be 2 years out of your life that you may not love. And so with that, I did try. I mean, I sucked it up. I said, you know what? I'm doing this for me, not even for my parents at this point, because at that point I was like, fuck them, but I wanted to do this for myself, because there was things I do want to accomplish. There was things that I haven't done yet, especially being in high school. I wasn't able to drive yet. I still haven't had a boyfriend, but I still wanted to like achieve that goal, not goal, but like, to be in a relationship once, have like one of my first jobs. I didn't get to experience like just life like that yet. And so I didn't want to obviously end it right there and then, because you know, there's a, I, to me, there was a lot to live for. And, you know, that was something I always kept in the back of my head. And so with that, you know, my friends did help me, especially on the phone, remind me of that. And with this, again, I would say I did go through it. I still haven't talked to my parents at that point, just because even though I finally, in a way, accepted being here, I wasn't forgiving of them making me move here. But yeah, so for that, I didn't talk to my mom, especially for, well, I would say for months. It wasn't truly until my birthday when I started to slowly talk to her, just because around that time too, everyone's, you know, wanting to celebrate and, you know, make me happy. And so with this, you know, that's when I felt a lot of love and appreciation. And so that's when, you know, I slowly started to accept my mom again and slowly start to talk. But, you know, this was something I didn't know before too, because, you know, talking to my dad about this and, you know, the situation, it was hard. I mean, you know, again, as I said, like, even though this was hard for me, this is also hard for everyone around me. You know, even though when I would talk about my problems, they feel for it. I've had family tell me that they've cried over it. They just didn't want things to, they felt my pain. And obviously my mom too felt this as well. She, you know, I was told too that, you know, it hurt her so much that she wasn't able to sleep for months. You know, it was like a lot of burden on her, you know, especially moving and, you know, now dealing with a lot of financial issues and, you know, starting a new business. And, you know, again, part owning a restaurant is not easy with people who are fucking crazy. You know, she already was dealing with a lot of stress, which was something I didn't know about at the time too. But, you know, it made me understand too at that age that, okay, even though she forced me to move here, in a way, this was something, at that moment, I was like, okay, I guess it's kind of out of love. I guess she did this for me in a way. But I thought too, I was like, you know, she could still have put me there in Miami. She didn't have to make me go with her. But I know she couldn't leave me behind, because, you know, that's her son. And again, with that, you know, I didn't realize how much she was struggling until, you know, I could really see it, until I was told. And, you know, again, even though it's hurting me, it was hurting so many more people around me than you know, I didn't know about. So in terms of, you know, slowly start to accept it, one of the biggest things that really helped me with, again, accepting that I was forced to move here, was working in the restaurant. At that point, before we opened, I was helping with the menu, pricings, and, you know, coming up with, like, cool titles, names, and things like that. And so, from the pre-production to the opening, throughout my junior year, again, really helped me a lot. Because through my junior year, too, I didn't make any close friends at all. And I didn't hang out with anyone. So with the restaurant, it was like my best friend at the time. You know, it was nice to kind of go there in a way to keep me distracted. You know, especially when my friends in Miami and family were busy, that I really had no one to talk to. So when the restaurant opened, you know, I was helping my parents again with the staffing, doing all the managerial stuff. And, you know, it felt nice, because then I sort of had a sense of belonging, just because they felt like they needed me there and I felt like I belonged there. And so that really helped me be distracted from, you know, any thoughts of being in North Carolina truly. But I would say one of the biggest turning points into when I finally accepted myself was my senior year. At that point, when I started my school year, I slowly became close with three of my friends there. Two of them was from school, and then one of them was from work. And it was nice, because at that point too, I became very close to them. I would start hanging out with them outside of school. We would, you know, go to, like, there was, like, what, I think, like, not Dolphin Mall. There was, like, Game Time, you know? I mean, there was, like, restaurants to go eat at. And it was nice. It, again, made me feel very happy knowing that I can make friends, especially being, you know, for a whole year not having any close friends, it was just nice, again, having that connection again and, you know, feeling like I belonged. At that point, too, everyone in school kind of knew who I was because it wasn't a big school. And, you know, it kind of felt, again, as if I felt like my sophomore year. Again, it sucks knowing that you're going through your senior year, finally feeling accepted, especially since that is your last year there. But I guess it's, what's the term? Like, it's better late than never. So it is what it is. But I'm so grateful to this day to have three of those friends that I still talk to. And in terms of my takeaways too, I would say that it's been a journey. It's something that, again, is something I am grateful for, because without moving there, I wouldn't have had that many close friends that I will talk to until now. So with that too, it's taught me a lot of things that I wouldn't have learned if I didn't move, truly. Again, with moving, I've learned that life is shit. You're gonna go through shit whether you like it or not, and as a person, you need to learn how to get through it. You know, depending on how you want to handle it is on, you know, you. But with me, I knew that I couldn't cut my path short. You know, I feel like there was a lot going for me, and, you know, moving again showed that, you know, even though you're going through a lot and you're feeling a lot of different things, you can persevere through this. And so with that, it's taught me to understand that whatever situation you're in, you can get through it. You're going to have to get through it. You know, I've learned a lot of business stuff too. Again, working in the restaurant, dealing with a lot of financial aspects, managerial aspects. And then, yeah, again, as I said, having the great support. It's taught me too that you kind of have to put yourself out there if you want to make friends. You're going to have to try and not be angry all the time in order to make friends. Because if you close yourself out, then clearly people don't want to, like, open you up. You know, if you're closing yourself out, there's no way you're going to make friends. But I do applaud anyone, I say, that moves. I know there are people who, you know, have, like, I think military families or parents, and then move every 2 years, and I truly don't know how any of them do it. I would say, again, even just moving once was the hardest thing of my life. So to do that, like, every 2 years, I mean, forget it. I at that point, I really don't know how I would handle things. But I would say moving has been a journey. It's something I know is a little hard to talk about, but I do want to share this, because for anyone out there who has struggled with moving or, you know, felt anything that I've talked about today, you know, it's okay. If you're going through this now, I just want you guys to understand that life moves on. Life's gonna move on whether you like it or not. And, you know, at that point, it's your choice to make the best of it, or you can go ahead and, you know, be angry in a way. I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm saying if there's a chance. And so again, with this, I think it was, again, a whole situation. But in terms of my living situation now, I did move back to Florida with my family. You know, we thought about it and was like, hey, you know, North Carolina's not for us. I don't know, I've recorded this a couple of times, so I don't remember, honestly, if I've said this. I break this up into different sections, but there's nothing to do in North Carolina. I mean, there was, like, out of the whole city, there was only, like, a mall and a half. There was a very small mall, and there was, like, one pretty luxury mall. Not luxury, but, like, a little bit more. Then, you know, everywhere you go is all fast food. I mean, there was, like 4 Chick-fil-A's, 2 Bojangles, like, Zaxby's, Outback, Chili's, like, you name it, all these franchise-based restaurants were all there. I couldn't name one single authentic place to go to, and it sucked. I mean, again, it's so boring. There's really nothing to do but hike fucking mountains. Plus, I don't like going outside. Like, I don't like nature like that, so again, there was nothing fun for me to do besides eat. And that's when I hung out with my friends, that's all we did, was go eat. Yeah, eat and go eat. That's all we did. And so with that, you know, it was just, it wasn't for us. And it's not, you know, you give it a shot, you try it out, and if it's not for you, you know, maybe go somewhere else. And so we did. We moved back to South Florida, not in Miami. We did move a little bit up north, just because at that point too, Miami, after, you know, I think 2 years of me being gone, I realized that it's very congested there. It's very depressing in Miami too, now that I think about it. And it's just, you know, we want to try a new place of living that wasn't, again, far from home, but a new scenery. So I'm very happy with where I live now. I think it's so much better than Miami. It's, again, has a lot of things Miami have, but less traffic in a way, and less rude people. There's still crazy people here. I mean, a lot of fucking crazy people. But yeah, it's a living situation that I'm very happy with. And so just again, to kind of wrap things up, I want to say again, thank you to all my friends who are listening and family, and don't feel any, you know, feel worried about me. Again, this happened years ago, but it's something that I will always remember in a good way. I will always look back on this, and, you know, I am again happy that I did move, because without moving, I don't think I would have been as strong as I am now. So again, I hope this has helped a lot of people, or I hope, you know, this was interesting to listen to. And yeah, until the next episode, don't forget to stream Where by Selena Gomez. Thank you.